Moving forward, now talking about the issue of obesity and talking about the stigma and the effects of that, illness on the people and how we can manage that. Joining us now on the line is our guest who will be giving us some perspective, Paula Galvao. I'm hoping I'm reading that correctly. Paula is the pharmacist and the founder of the Eden Life Wellness Clinic. Paula, good evening to you, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Paula, is it Galvao?
Yes, it is. Pronounced very well.
Why, thank you very much, Paula. Tell us about the issue, which is not so popular, because people believe we only broadcast news if it bleeds, and if it doesn't bleed, we won't lead with it. And here we are leading with it, and though it doesn't bleed. The issue of the stigma seems to be one of the surviving prejudices. Why?
Yes, it's funny, and it's probably one of the few prejudices that we allow since World War. But it really is there, and people suffer discrimination because of it. But South Africa is one of the leading nations in terms of obesity. We have the highest obesity rate in sub-Saharan Africa, and 70% of South African women over the age of 30 are overweight. 40% of South African men over the age of 40 are overweight. So we really do top the statistics. And in terms of impact on our health, it really does have a massive impact, because being overweight, being obese, has massive impacts on our health. It has, in terms of being overweight, it has causes hypertension.
Yeah.
It affects the arteries of your body, can cause atherosclerosis, which affects your arteries. You can enlarge your heart, can cause kidney damage, even brain damage.
Yeah.
So number of side effects that happen as a result of being overweight. People think it's just about looking good, but there are all sorts of risks that come with being overweight. For example, breast cancer in women. Women who are overweight are a lot more prone to developing breast cancer. Prostate cancer in men. So all of these very serious diseases, people become more prone to them if they are overweight.
What is your definition of obesity?
Okay, well, when we look at definition, we talk about the World Health Organization, who have set the definition of obesity according to your BMI. And that really looks at your height, your weight compared to your height. And so if your BMI is over 24.5, you then are overweight. And anything in excess of 30 becomes obese.
Paula?
Yes, are you there?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, do tell, is this situation man-made? I ask this because some have suggested that it is a matter of lifestyle that always leads to obesity. Is that true?
Well, yes and no. Partly, you know, a number of people are overweight not only because of lifestyle. What causes them to live that lifestyle? People are overweight because of a biochemical imbalance. I mean, you wouldn't just normally walk into a place and eat the chocolates. There's a reason why people will eat that, and there are biochemical imbalances that cause people to be overweight. So if you treat the problem, if you treat the imbalance, you treat the problem.
Yeah.
So whether it is insulin resistance, leptin resistance, whichever it is, if you can fine-tune it and find out what the problem is and treat that, you can get rid of the problem.
Yeah. And now we're talking about dealing with it. First and foremost, the people who are obese, do they know that they are obese, or is it something that is natural? I ask this because there are countries and there are some parts of our society here in South Africa who deem people who are slightly overweight to be voluptuous, the quote they use, voluptuous or curvaceous. Is it possible that perhaps this is something that is not recognized as an illness, but as a desirable characteristic?
Yes, well, you know, I myself used to weigh 113 kilos, and when I weighed 113 kilos, I didn't actually realize that I was so overweight. I thought I was just slightly larger than everyone else.
Big-boned.
Slightly big-boned.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize that I was so big. It really was only when I lost 55 kilos, 60 kilos, that I realized that there really was quite a lot of me to lose. And it came as quite a surprise. And in fact, looking back at the photos, when I had first lost weight, I said to the people around me, why didn't you tell me that I was this big? And this is what happens to a lot of young people. They suffer from body dysmorphia. They don't recognize how big they actually are, and they don't recognize themselves. Specifically, we see that in teenagers, because they build their identity based on what their peers say about them.
Is it possible to be plus size and yet be healthy?
Very, very rarely, because of the health implications that plus size gives you. So there are probably about 2% of the population that is overweight that is healthy. But the health implications always catch up with you.
So you cannot be plus size and be healthy, is that what you're suggesting?
No, certainly not if you have excess body fat.
Okay, and the excess body fat can be reduced without reducing body mass?
Well, you know, if you're going to develop muscle in place of that, you will definitely reduce mass because you will have to reduce more body fat. So overall, your mass will come down.
Okay, so you cannot build muscle and kill fat.
You can build muscle to kill fat, but overall your weight, you know, if you're massively overweight, your weight will have to come down somewhat.
Will come down at some point. All right, let's talk about ways of dealing with that now, because ultimately I want us to talk about the psychological effects of being obese. First and foremost, let's deal with the ways of dealing with it. Are there straightforward 1, 2, 3 steps, ABCs of losing weight or dealing with obesity?
You know, I think the first thing to do is contact a clinic or go to a place where you can get the help that you need. So one needs to decide, well, ascertain what is the imbalance that is causing you to be overweight. Once you have that decided and you're treating that, you then need to look for the psychological help that you need. So, for example, is it compulsive eating? Is it just habitual? What is it that's causing you to eat? So let's say it's habitual. There are two ways of treating that. We look at conditioning. So are you leaving work? Is it classical conditioning that we need to treat? Are you leaving work and picking up a hamburger on the way home? So do we need to look at classical conditioning there? And that is maybe you ask a friend to travel with you, or you just take a different route so that you don't pass the hamburger joints on the way home.
Okay.
That's classical conditioning.
Okay.
Then we also have operant conditioning, and that is you associate your trip with different feelings. So you travel home and you think of a good experience that you had on your way home. So that you take your mind off of the hamburger.
Yeah, yeah. And now those already obese, they have this problem of people calling them fatties and all these other names that tend to hamper on their self-esteem. What do you suggest? What do you propose they can do to deal with this prejudice?
Okay, well, you know, the fatty thing is really, really, really very detrimental, very hurtful. But I think in terms of being called names, one needs to, there are a number of cases that are lobbying for laws to be set against that. So if you do call someone fatty, there are laws that they can actually lay a charge against you. Those laws are about to be passed in America, and I'm hoping that South Africa will follow suit.
Okay.
So, one cannot go ahead to discriminate against fat people.
So what do those people do when they are being discriminated in that fashion?
Well, I think what normally happens is they withdraw and they internalize those feelings. And what really needs to happen is they need to identify that the person that is calling them obese or fat or whatever it may be, that they have the problem and not the person who is overweight. So just as somebody has diabetes, a person has obesity. It is an illness that is treatable.
Okay. All right.
It needs to be treated.
All right. Now, those people who speak against obese people, what is their problem? Is there a psychological problem there that would lead them to down other people?
Well, you know, I always feel, what is it with people that would point fingers at other people? Whether you're pointing fingers at people who are overweight, whether you're pointing fingers at a different religion, a different race, it is because you have problems yourself and you're trying to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. Hurt people, perhaps.
That's exactly it.
Then how do we help them? Because I suppose those people who are hurting other people need help themselves. Is there a way of dealing with them, perhaps?
You know, I always say one has to, you have, if you're being hurt by other people, you need to build up the resistance around you. You need to deal with your hurt and develop a barrier so that you can't be hurt. And let those people deal with themselves. So, you know, for me, it's about teaching my patients
to
build up a resistance so that they can't be hurt by other people's actions.
You made mention of the U.S. having laws that are about to be passed to mitigate against this behavior. What about us? Are we, as South Africa, doing anything now as a country, not just certain groups in society, but the country, are we doing anything to fight obesity?
Very, very little. There was a study at the University of Pretoria, and it was published in August 2017, and they actually showed that it was called obesity-based labor market discrimination. And what they showed that as BMI increases, wages increase to a point, and then the relationship becomes negative. They also showed that obese females face far greater discrimination than obese males. There was another study conducted by Berg and Mendelssohn, and it was published in the South African Journal of Psychology. And they showed that landlords are 60% less likely to rent to obese people, which is ridiculous, and that 18% of employers will not employ someone who is obese under any circumstances, while 50% of employers will only employ obese people under special circumstances.
Whoa.
Now, that's quite harsh. I had the experience myself when I was overweight. I graduated cum laude and was looking for an internship. And I applied at industry, and I got through the initial screening process, and I was shortlisted.
Yeah.
And there was a telephonic interview, and one of the questions was, how much do you weigh?
Whoa.
For no apparent reason, I was quite shocked. So I said 113 kilos, and I was immediately turned down. I was told it doesn't fit in with the company ethos, the company image.
And what ethos or image would that be?
I'd like to know.
They never told you?
Well, no, they never did. And, but you know what? Today I weigh 48 kilos, so it really doesn't worry me.
Whoa.
And I think they lost out, not me.
From over 100 to 48?
Yes, from 113 to 48.
Are you not underweight now?
No, I'm at a BMI of 20. And I've been at this weight for 20 years.
48?
Yeah.
I know somebody who's 46 and they're not big.
You know what
all.
I love about it is that I can tell anyone there is hope for you. It doesn't matter where you start, where you finish. That's what matters.
I suppose. All right. So now, where to from here now? I understand there's this awareness week. What does it seek to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So awareness week seeks to make people aware of the plight that obese people have to go through. And again, one of the things that they want to make people aware of is the weight stigma. And that refers to the negative behaviors and attitudes that are directed towards individuals because of their weight.
But isn't that already in clear view? We already know about that stigma, don't we?
Yes, we definitely do. But I think often it gets brushed under the carpet. And one of the reasons we're speaking about it is because it's obesity week, and it's a good thing that it's being brought to the front.
Okay.
So the tip that they're really hoping to bring forward is they're hoping for the media to abandon any negative images, negative language about obesity.
Yeah.
They're hoping for corporate images and schools to make a greater awareness about weight stigma.
Okay.
And they also want government to take action and improve the environments that we live in.
All right.
Rather than focus on individual responsibility and blame.
For more information, is there a website people can go to?
Yes, they can. If they're looking for help, I would suggest they come to www.edenlifeclinic.com.
EdenLifeClinic.com.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Paula. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Naya.
All right. Paula Galvao is a pharmacist and founder of the Eden Life Wellness Clinic, talking to us about obesity and, well, the negatives that come with it externally and internally. One of the people who've got a big belly. I know I have to lose it. I need to get rid of it. How is another issue altogether. Let's read a few